I think it's easy to, if you're not into things like skincare, if you're not into makeup, if you're not into doing your hair or like all of these sort of beauty things that you see on a YouTube or that you see people doing on social media, I think it's very easy to be dismissive of it and to think these people are crazy, these people are vapid, why are they so into it? Why are they spending that much money or spending that much time? And for me, I really think that it's a form of self-care. Hi, I'm Rachel Hollis, and this is my podcast. I spend so many hours of every single week reading and listening to podcasts and watching YouTube videos and trying to find out as much as I can about the world around me. And that's what we do on this show. We talk about everything, life and how to be an entrepreneur. What happened to dinosaurs? What's the best recipe for fried chicken? What's the best plan for intermittent fasting? What's going on with our inner child? How's therapy working out for you? Whatever it is my guests are into, I want to unpack it so that we can all understand. These are conversations. This is information for the curious. This is the Rachel Hollis Podcast. Let's go ahead and talk about what's happening here today at my house. I have two children home with the flu, and one of them is a teenager who is in this room behind me, who that's his bedroom, and you will hear him coughing. There is no alternative. The alternative is I don't get podcasts done in time. I didn't do any recording yesterday because I thought, okay, they'll have a day at home and then they'll be back at school, but they are still not back at school. So hashtag working parent, hashtag making it work, hashtag you're going to hear some coughing. That's what's going on. I totally forgot to tell you guys that I had to give up coffee for a minute. If you guys follow me on Instagram, then you may have seen this, but I was going to this retreat, and one of the things that you agreed to do to go to this spiritual retreat is that you didn't have any caffeine or alcohol. There's like a ton of stuff that I wasn't supposed to have for at least, some things were like a week and some things were 3 days, but I wasn't allowed to have coffee for 3 days before the retreat, during the retreat, or a few days afterwards. And I have never given up coffee outside of pregnancy. Like, you know, when you're pregnant and you're first pregnant, you don't have coffee. I definitely had coffee later on in my pregnancies, but first trimester, I didn't have any caffeine. In those instances, I was like sick anyway, and I didn't really care that much that I was missing out on coffee. But have you guys ever given up coffee just for like, to see, or given up caffeine just to know? Like, have you ever had to give it up for multiple days? I was debilitated, literally debilitated by the headache. I had no idea. And to be honest, I was like, oh gosh, this probably means that caffeine is terrible for me if this is how bad the withdrawals are. But we all gotta have a vice, you know? We all gotta have a vice, and this is mine. I thought, well, maybe once a year I'll give it up for like a week or something, clear out the system and see how it goes. But that was the first time in my adult life that I had willingly not had caffeine for that many days, and the results were horrible. When it finally dissipated, when the headache finally went away, I felt pretty good, and I definitely feel like I had better sustained energy all day. But no. I know I should care enough to do it, but I just can't. Shout out to my fellow coffee lovers, my fellow caffeine fiends. I see you, I am you, and I salute you. Today's podcast episode is different than one I have ever done before, and I'm not 100% sure that it's gonna work. I'm 100% sure it's gonna work on YouTube. So if you are listening to this and you actually want to watch the video, you can get it on the YouTube page. But I don't know how this is going to translate into audio, but I'm going to try because it feels fun, number one. And number two, frankly, I can't really talk about anything super serious or, you know, like we had an episode, we talked about sex earlier in the week. We've talked about past and childhood and birth charts. And you know me, I'll talk about anything and everything. But with a 5-year-old that could walk in the room at any moment and a teenage boy who probably is listening to this whole conversation, I'm not going to get into anything in front of them that's going to make them feel uncomfortable. So today we're talking about my skincare routine. And like I said, I don't know if you care at all, but I really like to hear what other people do. And so I just thought that maybe you would dig it. And I'm going to tell you about my skincare routine. I'm going to tell you about my skin, and I'm going to tell you the products that I use. And I will say right here up front, there are no paid partnerships in this. There is no what's it called, where you like make money off of, where you have like a link or what, affiliate link. There's nothing like that. I literally pulled them out of my bathroom this morning because I thought it would be fun to try this episode. So I'm not getting anything for saying that these are the products that I use. So rest assured, it really is just stuff that I love. That's the first caveat I'm going to give you. The second caveat that I'm going to give you is some of this stuff is definitely more expensive. This is just my morning skincare routine. If this works, I'll do another episode with my nighttime skincare routine. Nighttime skincare definitely has more pricey items, but there's plenty of stuff in this mix that is not inexpensive. And I just feel like I should tell you that up front. If you hear me talking about something and then you go look and you're like, damn girl, that's $50. Like, I totally get it. Not everybody wants to spend that kind of money on their skin, but I think of it as I don't really wear a ton of makeup. I maybe should wear a little bit more, so maybe I'll look a bit more polished in these videos, but I just don't tend to wear a lot of makeup, which I think you guys get at this point. I literally did a video last week where I tried to put on a little bit of makeup to tape a video for you guys because we're starting to post on YouTube again. And I put on some bronzer on this cheek but didn't blend it because I'm not good. And later in the video, it looks like a racing stripe down the side of my face. So Jack has worked for a while to try and find a filter that'll take that out. So that's just a, you know, proof of point that I'm not the most skilled with makeup. But the reason I feel good about investing in my skincare is because if you're not going to wear makeup, I feel like your skin better be popping. And I try to have nice skin. So just know this is multi-layered. There's all kinds of things involved, and some of the stuff is more expensive, but this is genuinely what I use. So that's what we're going to talk about. I guess let's just begin with the fact that I have rosacea, which you can see. I mean, as long as I've been doing any sort of picture or video on the internet, I have been getting hundreds and hundreds of DMs from people being like, I have a product to use for your rosacea. I know how to help your rosacea go away. People are really into the idea that I need to fix this or change this or do something about it. I don't really care that much. Definitely there are times where my skin gets inflamed and it gets really red and it gets sort of bumpy. I'm rosacea, you can maybe see it like here. Everyone in my family has it. We got some Scottish, we got some Irish up in here, and we all have these like red cheeks. Sometimes with rosacea, it does get a little bit, it gets uncomfortable. And in those instances, I definitely do try and take care of it more. But for the most part, I just don't care that my cheeks are red. The internet really cares that my cheeks are red, but I don't know, doesn't bug me. So I have skin that tends to be dry and I have rosacea. Those are the two kind of bits that we're going into when I talk about my product that I use. And it really matters to me that I'm using products that aren't filled with crap. I mean, the amount of asks that I get to do products and ads for the podcast that I just keep laughing and like sending back notes like, guys, I cannot know. Like, this is terrible. Do you see these ingredients? So I try as much as I can to not do that. I definitely have stuff that I use as part of my beauty regimen that I know is like maybe a little sketch, but it works really well. And so I just keep using it. Like my razor, for instance, I have one of those razors that has, oh, I can't even think of the brand, but it has like the full like soap or whatever kind of around the outside of the razor so you don't need any foam. So you can just grab the razor and like shave your legs. I love that thing. I do. And I looked it up on, there's an app you can use called Think Dirty, or I don't have my phone with me. But there's an app where you can check and see the quality of the products that you're using and make sure that they're not putting ingredients in it that are awful. Because guys, if you're not familiar, this is one of the most, the beauty industry, lotion, shampoos, anything you put on your body can be absorbed, is getting absorbed by your skin. Your skin is the biggest organ on your body, so it's sucking stuff in. And there's so many toxins and so much garbage in what's out there. So yeah, I think the app is called Think Dirty, and you can scan the barcode on any product that you use and see how clean it is. And when I did it on that razor, it was like sketchy, a little sketchy, because they don't know what's in the soap that's around. Man, I hope it's okay, because I really like it. I keep using it. But just know, for the most part, I am trying to aim at stuff that I know will be good. So let's start. I wash my face every single morning and every single evening, regardless of whether or not I put makeup on, regardless of whether or not I take a shower. I didn't take a shower today. Actually, a lot of times don't take a shower in the morning. I'll take it in the evening. But even if I don't take a shower, I still wash my face and do my full routine, because you want to get all those oils off your face, and also because you just want to give your skin everything that it needs. And in fact, I'm even feeling it right now. It's pretty dry. So I'll do another, I mean, I guess I could apply another layer while I'm talking to you guys. It's dry because the seasons are changing. It's been really cold in Austin this week. It's about 40 degrees outside, which is intense for my skin. I'm a big time weenie when it comes to the cold. I just want to apply a lot of layers, and I want to make sure that I'm taking really good care of the skin. So the first thing I'm going to tell you guys about is Eminence. So this Eminence, if you're listening and not watching, is spelled E-M-I-N-E-N-C-E. I have used Eminence for at least a decade. It's organic skincare, and I really trust their product. This says it's been around since 1958. And this is the cleanser that I use. It's Calm Skin Chamomile Cleanser. It says it's for sensitive skin, normal to dry skin types. So I started using this cleanser maybe 6 months ago, because I really wanted to try something that was calming. Again, for the rosacea. So I was seeing my rosacea, I was kind of getting a little uncomfortable, and I started using this to try. I really like how gentle it is. The one thing I will say about this is it doesn't like super rinse off clean. I don't know how to explain it. Like oftentimes when I'm doing, which I'll show you, I use this like wipe thing. I'll see a little bit of the cleanser come off on that. And I think it's just because everything that's in here, like this says, it's organic, natural, biodynamic, sustainable, cruelty-free. No parabens, no phthalates, I didn't say that right, no sulfate, no glycol, no animal tests. They plant a tree for every product that they sell. Baby, you gonna stand there and work? Okay, it's like I feel so awkward. I'm doing a skincare because I didn't want to do anything serious and have the kids hear me talking about something serious. So I'm doing skincare with products. Cool. It is cool.
You want my Osea stuff?
I don't like your Osea stuff because it I react to it. But it is a really good organic skincare product. Osea, that's what he uses. All right. So yeah, I really like this cleanser a lot. I would just say that I don't feel like it rinses off clean, but I don't mind because I tend to do a double wash, which is you cleanse your face and then you cleanse it again to make sure that it gets everything out of there. But that is the cleanser that I use. It's also worth saying, since I'm talking about wanting to use calming ingredients and rosacea is such a big part, number one, without question, if you want to have good skin, it starts with what you eat. How you doing, Noah? Yeah. Okay, what are you doing? Do you need anything? Wow, you're doing great. Let me take that again, brain. Here we go. We got it. Oh, it's worth saying that I can show you all the skincare products in the world. You could buy everything that there is. You could get a facial once a week. You can do everything you can to treat your skin on the outside. But if you want great skin, it really does start with what you eat. It starts with what you eat. It starts with how much water you're taking in. If I wanted my rosacea to be completely gone, I would not ever again have gluten, dairy, soy, or peanuts. Those are the things. Gluten, dairy, soy, peanuts. I had a dermatologist tell me that about a year ago, that if you pulled those four things out of your diet, you'd see a huge difference. And I don't have peanuts or soy already. So basically, whenever I'll really be great about what I'm eating and I don't take in dairy because I know that that breaks me out, and I don't take in gluten because it doesn't make me feel good anyway, that is when I see flawless skin. Yes to the products, but really the best thing that you can do is just make sure that you're getting in the right nutrients. And there's a million things you can watch on YouTube. I'm sure there's stuff that you can Google. That's not my area of expertise, obviously. None of this is my area of expertise. I'm just telling you what works for my skin. And I know that the way that I eat 100% impacts what's going on my face. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and can't get a hold of anyone. If only you had a Discover card. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Okay, guys, the next thing I'm going to show you are these daily peel pads. You can see it here, maybe, we hope. This is from Dr. Dennis Gross, and I got these as a gift from my friend Mally Roncal, and she said that they were huge for her skin, and so she sent me a bunch of stuff from Dr. Dennis Gross because she really liked his products, and it just got me hooked. So I really love these. They come in a box with a bunch of them, and I use them all the time. I think they're great because I can throw them into my overnight bag when I'm traveling. I give them to my teenagers to use. I just can't recommend them enough. The thing that I don't love about them is the waste. I really wish that they sold these in like a, you know, if they were all just like in a glass jar or something, instead of, because every single part of this, right, the package, the towelette that's in each one of these, all of that is just trash, which is crap for the earth, but they work really well. It's a daily peel. So the first pad says exfoliate and smooth, and the second pad says anti-aging neutralizer. They have a few different kinds. So I use the blue one. Oh, I use the Alpha Beta Ultra Gentle Daily Peel. So after I wash my face, I do this every couple of days. I'll take the first one for about 2 minutes, just rub it all around, and then second one, rub it all around, and then I just do my skincare routine as usual. But I really love these. In fact, this is my last one, so I need to order some more. Then it's time for a toner, and Eminence is gonna pop up again. This is the Eminence Stonecrop Hydrating Mist. The Stone Crop is a whole line that Eminence has. Here's the other thing about Eminence that I didn't say. Smells so good. All of their stuff smells so good. And it's all like so good and like nothing gross in it. This one, key ingredients are Stone Crop, Bearberry, Calendula, Green Tea, Bio Complex. It's just, yes. I won't spray this because I don't want to hurt the camera, but I really love this and I've been using this one for years. The next one, you're going to be like, dude, calm down with the Eminence. This is my last Eminence product I'm going to show you. Not an ad, not being paid. I didn't get any of this for free, paid my own money. I just really like the brand. This is the Citrus and Kale Potent CNE Serum. This is a newer thing for me. I started using a C serum a couple years ago, I think. And so I just pour a drop, sort of this green color, because obviously there's kale in it. But I just pour a drop in my hands, rub it in my hands, and then I rub it all over my face after I do the hydrating mist. The next one that I use is another organic clean. These are all clean beauty brands, but another organic clean brand that I really dig. And I feel like I haven't seen a lot of places, so I feel like they're still kind of small and cool and definitely worth checking out. But the brand is called Laurel. So this is the Unburdened Serum, Deep Tranquility. Their branding's really cute. It's all whole organic. And just this serum is 28 whole organic plants. And so I do, let me show you what this looks like. It's really pretty. It's like this dark yellow color. Obviously, if you're watching on YouTube, you get to see the colors. If you are not watching on YouTube, you just get to see the picture or you just get to hear the audio explanation. I had Laurel for the first time. I was getting a facial at a spa and they used all Laurel products and I really dug it. And to me, a serum is so key for anybody who has dry skin. I cannot recommend this enough. If you have dry skin and you feel like your skin's getting dry, you're like, you know your skin's dry if it's like tight, if it feels sort of hard to move. If you're cleaning, you use your cleanser and then your face feels really tight. It means all the oils have been taken out of it. Dry skin ends up sort of getting flaky and gross. And if you do wear makeup and you have dry skin, it's not gonna look nice when it's laying on top of it. So a serum is really key for keeping that moisture locked in. It's all about layering. This one, I squeeze like 4 or 5 drops into my hands. And then I kind of rub everywhere, but I really focus on my cheeks because that's where I get the most dried out. And I don't really put it on my nose. I don't put a ton on my chin or my forehead. It really is just here. Really love this one. And to be honest, I have also tried, they have a great like mask that I've tried before that I really love. They've got a bunch of cool stuff. They've got some lip balm that's great. I haven't explored this brand as much as I wish that I had, but I continually buy the Unburdened Serum again and again. Highly recommend. Now let's talk about moisturizer, because that is, I always feel like, the hardest thing to figure out what you're gonna wear and what it should be and how it works for your skin. This I started using probably about a year ago. Again, I tried it somewhere. I don't know. I love a lightweight moisturizer. That's key, number one. Number two, it's got to hold that moisture in for me so my face doesn't get dried out. And number three, it must be sunblock. Like there has to be sunblock inside of it. It's got to have an SPF component because I've been wearing SPF as a moisturizer for 15 years at least. And I think it's a big reason that my skin is nice. In fact, I can see a real difference between the skin on my face and the skin on my chest because I do not wear sunblock on my chest kind of ever. I don't wear it when I go out running like I should. I don't wear it when I'm laying out unless it's like super hot. I'm not great about putting it on my chest, and I can see a big difference in the skin on my chest and the skin on my face and how much younger the skin on my face looks than my chest. So it's really important to put it on both, but at the very least on your face. So I started using, because I liked that Dennis Gross product, I started using the dentist, Dr. Dennis Gross, all physical lightweight wrinkle defense broad spectrum sunscreen SPF. So this is his sunscreen, but I use it as my moisturizer and it works great. And it's so lightweight. I really dig it. After I've put on my serums, I immediately put on this all over my face, up under here, my décolleté, like I do it all the things. And I wanted to show you guys this too. I don't use it much because I just kind of don't care. He also makes a really nice instant radiance sun defense sunscreen. This is an SPF 40, but it's a tinted moisturizer. If you like a tinted moisturizer, this one's really light. To me, I prefer just nothing. Like I can feel it when I have makeup on my skin and it just kind of irritates me. And even though this is really light, I can still feel it. But I do, if I'm going to wear one, I think this is very nice. So Dennis Gross, I got the lightweight wrinkle defense and I have the tinted moisturizer and I think they're both very nice. I have a friend who has a vacation house. Whenever she's not staying there on vacation, which is pretty often because she's a mama with kids who works in a totally different city, she rents that house out on Airbnb and she has absolutely loved the process. It's a way for her family to thrive both by having a place to go to and by getting additional income. And it's been super easy for her to manage because she does everything online. While you're away, your home could be an Airbnb. Hosting can easily fit into your lifestyle, and it's a great way to earn some extra money, just like my friend. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Guys, no two listeners of the show are exactly alike, which means that no two vacations you take are going to be exactly alike either. And if you're looking for a place that will serve all of you, Texas has a vast landscape of cultures, regions, destinations, and activities that allow for an infinite number of different travel experiences. I love Texas so much, I moved my family there for 5 years. Because here's the deal, Texas has it all. Are you a beach person? We got you. If you love a rugged vacation, not my jam, but there's plenty of campgrounds, hiking trails, and state parks galore. My favorite part about Texas? The food. It is the thing I miss the absolute most. Whether you love barbecue or Tex-Mex, or just want to be in cities that take their food very seriously, you can enjoy live music, visit internationally recognized art museums, and check out thrilling cowboy experiences. Visit traveltexas.com/get-your-own to get the only trip to Texas that matters, yours. That's traveltexas.com/get-your-own. Okay, true story, real confession. One of my favorite things in life is researching and trying out new healthy snacks. I literally spent like an hour and a half last week researching soybeans. It's real. But what I love is a place like Thrive Market, where I can look for snacks. I can also look for pantry essentials and things to go in my fridge. And I can trust that whatever is on their website is going to be good for me, sourced from great places, have real ingredients, organic, non-GMO. It's like shopping with a friend who's already curated things I want to eat. So one of my favorite discoveries in the last couple of years is Hue chocolate. Have you guys had this yet? It's so good. It's like that square of dark chocolate that I have every single night with my tea makes me so happy. One of the cool things about Thrive is that they have these filters on the website too. So if you have a certain way of eating or dietary restrictions, you can filter the site so it only shows you products within that category. You should totally check it out if you haven't already. You can save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/rach for 30% off your first order.
30% off plus a free $60 gift. That's THRIVE market.com/rach. 30% off plus a free $60 gift. ThriveMarket.com/rach. Try the Hue.
My last piece of, not my last piece of skincare, but my last piece of this particular regimen is Skin Medica Redness Relief Calm Plex. This is just for rosacea. Redness Relief Calm, the word calm, and then the word plex, P-L-E-X. Redness Relief Complex by Skin Medica. This one, if I remember correctly, is not cheap. I get it on Amazon and it's not cheap, but it lasts forever because you just use the smallest amount. So after I've done all my skincare routine, I'll just show you guys because I could use a little bit more right now. I just do a little bit on my fingertips, rub it together. And then I just put it where the rosacea is. Like I just put it on my cheeks. It's basically, to me, I think it's just a nice little moisturizer. So sometimes if my forehead is feeling a little dry because of the weather, I'll add a little bit there as well. But I use this morning and night, and I highly recommend. I've been using it for years. I'm gonna be honest, no idea what's inside this one. No idea. I mean, it could be made of Drano. I don't know. I couldn't find it in any like clean beauty, like what's in this, but it works so well that I'm just sort of looking the other way, and that's terrible, but honest. And then I wanted to show you this. It's not really skincare, but since I don't wear makeup, I thought since I'm talking about my daily routine, I would show you how I finish it, which is I always put on a brow, always. Right now on my face, no makeup. You guys are like, we can tell, Rachel. I have nothing on my face except for the products I just showed you. And always, 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 I do my eyebrows. So this is Anastasia, the Brow Powder Duo in Taupe. It comes in two different colors and they have a bunch of different shades. And Anastasia has like all sorts of different products, Penicillin, whatever they have, those for the longest time, I used the duo powder with their stencils. You literally put a stencil over your eyebrow and you fill it in because I couldn't figure out how to fill in my own eyebrows. Highly recommend that. I did it forever. Now I just whack some on there and it is fine. But I love this. I've used it forever. And then I started about a year ago using their, I don't know what they call it because my label came off, but it's their, it looks like a mascara wand, but it's for your eyebrows. It's clear. There's no tint to it, but it just, if you got some crazy like Scottish Irish eyebrows like I do, just holds everything in place. Okay. Just makes it look sort of better pulled together. Lastly, I really wanted to include this, not for my face skincare routine, but one of my absolute favorite lotion brands is a brand called Bamford. Bamford is from the UK. It's all organic. It's so amazing. It smells amazing. This is their lip balm, their botanic lip balm. It's just like so yummy. And it feels so nice, like very light on your lips, really hydrating. Oh my God, it smells so good. Everything they make is delicious. Their lotions, they have like these ones that have geranium in them and lavender. If you've ever smelled Bamford products, you don't need me to tell you how amazing they are. If you haven't, y'all, delicious. Now, I found out about this because I am in love with an Englishman and he uses basically all Bamford stuff. And when I first met him, it was honestly, it's one of the things that he gets complimented on most is how good he smells. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, he's the same person that got me into Everyday Oil, which I've told you guys about. But their products are just yummy. Like, yummy. If you've ever stayed at a One hotel, the One hotel chain's some of my favorite. the one hotel in Brooklyn. There's one in West Hollywood. The one in Miami is amazing. But they use entirely Bamford products. Like, you know how, like, when you go to a hotel and there's soap and lotion and shampoo, it's all Bamford. So it's, like, so luxurious. Anyway, one of my faves and definitely worth checking out because it's clean and good and great for a bougie bee, for a bougie bitch like me and like you, maybe. Yeah, that is my daily skincare routine, in case you guys were wondering. The other thing that's worth saying, because I used to see this all the time and I didn't understand what I was looking at, was I got Botox. I've had Botox for about a year and a half, which is basically the antithesis of caring about putting clean beauty product on your face, but then also putting stuff into your body. And I know that that's controversial for a lot of people, and that's cool because it's my face and my body. But I also want to be honest, because I used to always see women, this, like, very specifically, I went to get my hair done, and the woman doing my hair was like, "You have the most flawless skin I have ever seen." And she was like, "Oh, I just got Botox done." And I was like, "No, because your face is moving and I can see movement." And she's like, no, it's the Botox. It's not my skin. I promise you it's a Botox." So for the longest time, I thought that if you ever were going to have Botox, you, like, that it would make your face sort of look frozen and, you know, like, completely dead and whatever. And I just had such a bad perception of it. I did it for the first time probably 9 months or so after I got divorced, because I looked in the mirror and I could see the stress of my divorce on my face. I actually took a picture because I was like, this is awful. Like, I just looked in the mirror and I had so much stress on my face. And I really debated it for a long time because, number one, obviously you're putting chemicals into your face, but I have a boob job from, you know, a decade ago, and those girls are doing fine. And then I debated it because I've had Bell's palsy 3 times. I don't know if y'all have heard me talk about that, but it's facial paralysis on one side of your face. And I was really scared, like, oh, if I put something in my face, could that potentially do something to my nerves? Could that potentially trigger Bell's palsy, whatever? And ultimately, I kind of decided to do Botox for the same reason that I decided to get a boob job, which was I felt like my body had been changed in a way I didn't have control of, and I knew that there was something I could do. And I thought, well, I'll just try it and see what I think. And the first time I went in, I literally got a recommendation from the person whose skin I thought looked so beautiful, because she still had movement in her face. It seemed very subtle to me, and I was like, oh, I definitely want to try that. And I went in, there's this fantastic, amazing human being here in Austin who I go to, and it hurts. I mean, if you've never gotten Botox, I'll just tell you, it hurts. It's expensive and it's amazing. I know that this is gonna be controversial. I know the comment section is gonna say all the things. I mean, the world's just waiting for something to talk crap about, but I'd rather show up for you guys honestly than pretend that that's not the case. So yeah, I probably every 6 months go in and get a little. I get it in my forehead and then I get a little bit around my eyes, and that's it. And I don't really have any interest in, like, fillers or having my lips done or, like, all the things people do, but I love it. And what's funny is that my boo did not know that I got Botox done. And my girl who does mine said, like, oh, I have clients who've been coming to me for 20 years and their husbands literally have no idea. They'll just be like, oh, baby, your skin looks so good. You're glowing. You look so amazing. And I mean, the last time I went in, there was these two women who had come in from Dallas I live in Austin. They had come in from Dallas together and they were like, yeah, we don't tell our husbands. We say we're going on like a girls weekend, whatever, we go get it done. I don't know. I'm just here for whatever's going to make you feel good about you. I know, like, you guys, I am dating someone who is so about clean living and natural, and like a part of him died when he found out that I get Botox. But it's not his body. It's not his face. It's not his skin. And even people who want to blow up a comment section and be like, I can't believe you're doing this. And like, you should be all natural, whatever. I love that for you. But I think that we should all do whatever makes us feel great. And having a really elaborate multi-step skincare routine, plus every 6 months getting a little something up in the whatever. I will say this, because I didn't know this before I had ever gotten Botox before. I don't get the Botox to stop the movement, right? I get Botox because I had such deep grooves in my forehead. Like, even if I was not moving my forehead at all, I had such intense stress lines that were there. And every time I looked in the mirror, I feel like I was looking at a reminder of how hard my life was. And it is, if you've ever gone through a really severe breakup, or you've ever gone through a divorce, or you've ever tried to navigate a company through a global pandemic, the stress shows up in a major way. And that was a really simple but expensive thing that I could do, that it made me feel so much better. And I didn't even think about telling you guys that as I was like pulling out my skincare, but I thought, oh dang, that is a big component in feeling good about what's going on. I've always really loved my skin and my face. I've never really worn makeup, but when I started to see those wrinkles come through like really intensely, there's nothing wrong with wrinkles. I think every face is beautiful, but for me, my choice was, I just wanted those really intense lines to go away.
Happy Mammoth's phenomenal supplement, Hormone Harmony, is for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts to help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally. Perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold. A bottle is sold every 24 seconds. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com and just use the code RACH at checkout.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's so easy to ignore social battery. You know, that little meter that tells us whether or not we can go to the party, whether or not we want to have coffee with that friend or happy hour with our neighbor. Ignoring social battery is the same as ignoring personal boundaries. So figuring out what the right amount of socializing is for you, or how you can best recharge, is really important. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Rach today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Rach. I think it's easy to, if you're not into things like skincare, if you're not into makeup, if you're not into doing your hair, or like all of these sort of beauty things that you see on a YouTube or that you see people doing on social media, I think it's very easy to be dismissive of it and to think these people are crazy, these people are vapid, why are they so into it? Why are they spending that much money or spending that much time? And for me, I really think that it's a form of self-care. I think each and every one of us has our own version of what we're into. And hopefully that evolves and changes as you get older. Like, if I was still into using, you know, Bonnie Bell or lip smackers or any of the crazy stuff that I used when I was younger, you know, I'd be a little concerned for my almost 40-year-old self. That is very real life, what I do in the morning for my skincare. And I will, if you guys like this episode and you're watching on YouTube, maybe comment and let me know that you dug it, and I'll do a nighttime one. Or if you have an idea about what else you might be curious about in this sort of style, I'd be happy to share those things with you too. But yeah, that's what I do for my skin. And I hope this wasn't too boring of an episode for you guys. I was kind of all over the place with kids and dogs and a partner and noise and the dishwasher, which I forgot was running. Real life. But that's what's happening over here in our neck of the woods today. I hope you guys are having a good one and feeling blessed and feeling great about where this week is headed for you. If you are listening to this in podcast or watching it on YouTube, would you please subscribe? Would you subscribe to the channel? That way you will never miss an episode. We post new podcasts 4 times a week. We post new YouTube episodes at least once a week now. So make sure that you stay tuned for those. I'll be back soon with more info, but until then, I want you guys to know I love you and I'm rooting for you, and I'm grateful to have you as friends and fellow dreamers who are all just trying to be a little bit better every day. I'll see you soon. The Rachel Hollis Podcast is produced by me, Rachel Hollis. It's edited by Andrew Weller and Jack Noble.
Welcome back to Money Mania, where we're talking tax season and what to do with that refund. If you really want your tax refund to have a positive impact, I'm bullish on Ohio's 529 plan. I always say, invest in something you love. Well, there's nothing we love more than our kids. So invest in their future and let your tax refund help. For as little as $25, you can get started today at collegeadvantage.com.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.